ayis falls, v'yekoyla toli mitzav reidim, the responsibility will be upon the heads of the eidim. They'll get punished for it. But I won't get punished because I'm passing according to the two eidim. Talmud Rabbah says, no, midvash sheker tirchok, stay away from sheker. Like you know, the psak you're saying now is false. It's not true. Do not give such a psak. Minayin, how do we know? The Talmud sitting in front of his Rebbe. For Reyes Chus Leoni, he sees that Leoni, the poor man, is right. For Chayiv the Yosher, and the Yosher is Chayiv. Minayin, how do I know? Shlo Yishtek, he should not keep quiet. Like it's hard for him to do that. The Bible says the Rebbe wants to act nice to the Yosher. And the Talmud knows not that way. How do I know the Talmud should not keep quiet, but rather he should tell the Rebbe, you're making a mistake? Talmud, the Pasuk says, Midvash Sheker Tirchot, stay away from Sheker. Meaning, stop other people from doing Sheker. So if you see your Rebbe is doing the wrong way, go and tell him. Minayin, how do I know the Talmud, Shiroyas Rabbi, Shetoyi Badin? The Talmud sees that his Rebbe is making a mistake Badin. So Shloi. Minayin, how do I know the Talmud, Shiroyas Rabbi, Shetoyi Badin? The Talmud sees Rebbe making a mistake. Shloi Yermi, Shinat say, listen. Emptin lo yachin renu. I'll wait until my Rebbe first finishes the Psak Din. And then, Viyasrenu, then I'll bring proof that is wrong. Viyavnenu, I'll build it up, Mishali. Kadei Sheikru Hadin al Shmi.
I want to be a famous guy. They'll say I was the good dying. You should not do that, Talmud. Lo yimid v'ashek atirchoy. Right away, as soon as you see your Rebbe making a mistake, right away come and tell him. Do not wait so you should get the glory. Minayin, how do I know? Minayin, how do I know, Talmud? Shomel Rabbi. Your Deyus. Minayin, how do I know, the Talmud? Shomel Rabbi. Rebbe says like this. Your day ought to be, listen, my Talmud, you know me. If someone would give me $100, I would not say a lie. But still, you should not tell me the truth that this person owes me $100. I only have one aid for this. So, how do I know
that this Talmud now should not like believe his Rebbe and be an aid to be mistaken to make aidim that the person owes him $100? Talmud Rav Pasuk says, "Midvash Sheker Tirchok, stay away from Sheker." For the Gemara, "Hi, Midvash Sheker Tirchok, Nafku, you go now only from here." Halvadi Shkuri Kama Sheker. Here, the aid is false. He himself does not know. He does not know that the person owes his Rebbe money. His Rebbe told him that's not aidus. For Achman Omar, Leistan Abreichet Sheker. Don't say false aidus. You cannot say you know the person owes aidus. It's not true. So that's not from Midvash Sheker Tirchok. Ella true. Going the case here is like this. The Yomalei. The Rebbe told the Talmud like this. I have one aide that knows about this, that this Reuben owes me $100. But the Torah, I want you also to come, the Torah to come. Just stand there, Hossam. For the time of one means, don't say a word. I just want it to look like there are two aidim. So do me a favor and just stand there. Do not say anything. Come. For the time of one means, don't lay mouth kiss me pum cha shikra. No force will come out of your mouth. You just stand there. It will look to Bezin like there are two aidim, but you won't have to open up your mouth. That looks like false. You're not saying anything false, but the Maestro looks like false. This also is also. That you lent your friend $100. So really, he only owes you $100. And he's denying it. So what you'll do, you come to Bezin and say, he owes me $200. Today, she avoided the mona. In order, he'll admit that he owes me 100. So be a mighty of a mixas. Be a chayav shvur. I'll have to swear to me that he does not owe me the other shvur. So what do I gain? I gain the agal galola shvur mimakamacher. I have doubts whether he owes me other money. I want to swear on something else. So locker is once you have to swear to me for this mighty of a mixas, I can force you to swear other things also. So I gain on the deal. Talmud Rabbah says, no, midvash sheker tirchok. Stay away from Sheker. Do not start off asking for 200 if you know he only owes you 100. The same thing, Minayin Alech V'Chaver Amona V'Torn U'Masayim. Your friend owes you 100, and he asked you for 200. So, Shloyeim, you should not say like this. Achap Renu B'Bezdin. I'll deny it completely now in Bezdin. He's asking for too much. V'Yoyed Eloi Chus B'Bezdin. I know I owe him 100. I'll admit it out of Bezdin, but not now. Kidei Shloyechayev Leishu. I don't want to have to swear to him. He shouldn't make me swear other shruas. So I'll lie a little bit now in Bezin that I owe him nothing, even though I'm doing it for purpose. You have to stay away from Sheker. If right now he's asking for 200, and you know you owe him 100, you have to admit that you owe him 100, even though it's going to cause you to swear, but if there's a Sheker, you cannot lie. All right.
middle of the Gemara. The Gemara. Yeah. Gemara says, it's right smack in the middle. Minayin, the Daflam Ralph here. Minayin Lishleisha, Shenoy Simona Biyachad. Three people lent somebody $100. So three people are the Bali Dvorim. And they have no Aidin. So how do I know? Shloye Yechod Baldin. Out of these three people, one of them should come to Bezdin, the Torah, to Baldin. One person will come and ask for the money. Ushnayim Aidin. And the other two, they'll become Aidin. And really that's false, because they're possibly Aidis, because they're about over. So Kadei Shiyotsu Mono Yachloku, in order like this, they'll be able to have Aidin, and they'll take out the money from Bezdin, and then they'll divide it between themselves. Talmud Lamed, the Pasuk says, Midvar Sheker Tirchot, stay away from Sheker. This is Sheker, that since two of you, the Aidim, are Bali Dvorim, the money really belongs to them, they're apostle, so do not be Aidin. Minayin, how do I know? Lishnayim shabo l'din. Two people come to the Din Torah. Two people, Reuben and Shimon. Echad lovers shamrutut. One is wearing like shmatis, simple clothing. The echad lovers istlis bas mona meya. And bas meya mona. And one is wearing a $100 suit. Like one is dressed beautiful, and the other one is like a shmata. So how do I know? Shaymrim loy. That Bezdin tells the person that's wearing the $100 suit, lovish kamaisai. Listen, you have to put on now simple clothing, because otherwise, it's not right and din. The other person will close his mouth. He'll be embarrassed. You look so nice. He looks so poor. He'll be embarrassed to talk. Or else, oi, he'll be shul kamaisko. If you badafka want to wear your $100 suit, the other answer is buy this other person also $100 suit. So you should both look equal. Then it'll be emes. But otherwise, Talmud Lamed, of course, it says, Midvar Sheker Tirchot, stay away from Sheker. There's also called Sheker that you're causing one person may not be able to be heard the way you will be heard. Ki havi also lekamei derava. Ki havi also lekamei derava. Bar Rafuna, when a din Torah came in front of Rava, Bar Rafuna, Omelu, he told him, Shalufu Pus Michael, take off your beautiful socks. The chusudina, and then we'll sit down to have a psak din. But the same type of a svara. If one person was dressed beautiful, the other one not, they told him, take off your beautiful socks. Now, minayin ladayin, how do I know? Minayin ladayin. Shelo yishma divrei baldin koidim. Shiyovrei baldin chaveroi. Is an issue upon the dayin himself. He should not hear one party before the second party comes to the din Torah. Talmud Lamed, the Pasuk says, Midvar Sheker Tirchot, stay away from Sheker. In other words, if you hear one side before the other person even comes, you're going to hear that side better. The first thing you hear always goes in better. So there'll be a little bit Sheker in your psak. So the Dayan has to be careful and do not hear one side before the other side is there. And the same thing, Minayin LaBaldin. How do we know it's an issur to the Baldin themselves, not only to the Dayan, but even to the two Baladinim. The two Bali Dvorim, two people are coming to complain in Bezdin. Shalayatim Dvorav Ladayin, Kaidim Shiyovoi Baldin Chaveroi, there's nis upon Reuven, that he should not come early to the Bezdin that day, to tell over his side before his friend Shimon comes. Talmudim, again, the same postik, Midvar Sheker Tirchot, you may cause a Sheker to come out, because you're coming first and putting your words in first, the Dayin may listen to you more, you may cause a Sheker, stay away from it. Rav Kana, Masna, Rav Kana learned it out from this pasuk. It says, "Loisisa Shem Ashov." Do not hear any sheker in Lashon Hara, and Vidashin Loisashia. Do not cause anybody else to hear. So there's nis upon you, the Baal Dover, and there's also nis upon you not to cause the Dayan to hear a sheker. Then the pasuk says, "Vasher Loitoy Voso B'Soichamov." That they did something not nice. What does this mean? Rav Oma Zeha Bo Be'ashur. The Pasuk means somebody comes. Be'ashur means Reuven knows Shimon $100. Now a third person out of the moon comes and says, I'm going to be a shliach for Reuven. I want to collect the money from you, Reuven. So that's an issa. You should not do that. So Tosfos speaks out, Habo Be'ashur Kishoyse B'Shvil Shu Olam. If the only reason why you're doing it is because you're stronger, you're a strict person. And therefore, Like, what do you have to stick your 2 cents in for? There's a machloekes between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven says Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon says no. So why should you stick your 2 cents in, like, to be the third party to try and collect the money? If Reuven is there anyway, you should not come in. Avol, kishetarech lovich lechaveru moisov, sheichaveru yochel itroich mitzvah kovin. That's usually the case of Hashor. You appoint somebody else to take over for you. That's where Reuven is sick in bed. He can't go to din now. He can't go to the dayan. Then his latter point to shliach, give Hashor, he gives permission to somebody else to ask for the money. That's mutter. But in the case that Reuven is going to be there anyway, just because you're the big shot, you want to come and help him out, that's not right. What do you stick your 2 cents in? Maybe you'll do something there to Shimon. That's called Asher Toivosa. Ushmul Omar, Zeh Lakeach Sodesh Ye...
What is
actually Ushmul Omar, Zeh Lakeach Sodesh Sheyeshalo Atikin. Somebody goes to buy a field, that there are problems. There are people arguing about the field. Like, you know, there's a third party saying the field belongs to him. So you should not go now and buy that field. Even though Reuven is selling it to you, but maybe really it belongs to Shimon. You'll be mobs to Shimon. Stay away from such a field. Now the Mishnah says, that the parasha of Shavuot Seydis only pertains to somebody that's fit to be an aid. So the question is, what do you come to exclude? The Mishnah said already, you cannot be a Korov, you cannot be Posel, and you cannot be an Isha. So what else is there? Some Rapopo, Lafuke Melech. It means to exclude a king. A king with Dash and Gemara Sanhedrin, he's not one of Sayyidus. He has to have respect. And it's a zilzul for him to come to Sayyidus, and this is the Raisa. So that's what Mishnah means. That if a Melech would make a Shavuot Seydis, he'd be Potter, because he's not fit to be an eight. For Ravacha by Yaakov Omar Lafuke Mesacha Bekuvia. It means to say the Psula Midirabonin, a person that's a gambler, like we had before. We pass in the means only if that's his whole business, his whole livelihood is only gambling. He's not Isaac for Yeshuva Shalom, some of the Rabban is possible. Someone like this. Kadabar says, Man the Yom Masfach Bekuvi, the one that says that the Mishnah means to include of Sul Midirabbanin, a gambler. If so, Kol Shechein Melech, for sure a Melech would be possible. We would be no Pasha. Because he has a Psul Midiraisa, Rashi explains. Because the end is the mitzvah of Kovid, so Midiraisa is not supposed to be an aid. But a Man the Yom Melech, the one that says the Mishnah comes to include a Melech, is Avu Masfach Bekuvi, Midiraisa Mechfe Chozri. Midiraisa gambler is kosher liyedis. We pass in a smach des kanya. So when you put down the money, there's no ifigezel. For Rabbanu de Baslu, it's only a psul midirabbanin. But midiraisa, if he would say edis, the edis is called edis midiraisa. So therefore, if he swears that he does not know edis, that's called the shavuos edis. This is the famous machlokes of an inyan rabbanon helps for a midiraisa. Midirabbanin said this person is not fit to say edis. So the first man the yom says, true Midiraisa is fit, but so what? Lamais, if he would come now with the Bezdin to say Edis, Bezdin would not accept him, because he's possum of the Rabbanon. So Lamais, he's not roy to be an aid, therefore he's not in the Pasha. Second Mandiyama says, no, don't look at the Rabbanon, look at the Diraisa. In the pure Diraisa, this person is fit to be an aid, and therefore if he swears false, it's called the Shavuos Edis. Then the Mishnah says, Bifnei Bezdin, Mishnei Bifnei Bezdin. The May holds, whether you swear false in Bezdin or outside Bezdin, you chay the korban. But my kumislegi, where's the machlokes? That Rabbanan say no, only in Bezdin and not outside Bezdin. So Amru Rabbanan came to Rapapa. What is the machlokes told in? V'doin mino umino. That when you learn out here, in the parash of Shavua say this, it only says v'shoma kol olo, that you heard the Shavua from somebody else. That's called mushruf in piacherim. How do we know that you chay if you swear yourself? You learn it out from the parasha Shavuos HaPikudin. By Shavuos HaPikudin, if you give somebody to watch something from you, and you deny, you swear false, that's the parasha Shavuos HaPikudin. And there it says, if you yourself swear. So we're learning out that just like by from Exera Shavuot, Techetech, Techetech, just like by Shavuos HaPikudin, if you yourself swear false, Yichayiv, by Shavuos Seydis also, if you yourself swear false, Yichayiv. Now, b'doin mino of Yuki v'yasro, kimifligi. The Shalur is when you learn out Shavuot Seydis from Shavuot HaPikudin, do we learn out all the halachas of Shavuot HaPikudin, or do we say no? We only learn out, that's called Doin Mino Umino, I'm learning out from Shvuos HaPikodin, and it has all the halachas of Shvuos HaPikodin. Or else, of Uki Basra means, learn out from Shvuos HaPikodin, it's a Shvuos Mipi Atzmai, but put it right back into the Pasha Shvuos Eidus, only inside Bezdin and not outside Bezdin. So it's like this. Rabbi Meir Sovar, Doi Mino Mino. Learn out completely from Shvuos HaPikodin. Mipikodin, learning out from Pikodin. Ma Pikodin, Mushum Mipi Atzmichayiv. The other part is talking about clearly that the person himself swears he does not have the Pikodin anymore. And so, if so, Af Eidus, the same thing by Shvuos Eidus, it applies Mushum Mipi Atzmai. Even when you yourself swear, chayiv. If so, if you're learning out from Shvuos HaPikodin, the Bimei holds Xerah Shoris, Umino. Learn out all the halachas of Shvuos HaPikodin. Ma Pikodin. Just like for the case of Shvuos HaPikodin. Bein Bebezdin. Ubein Shleh Bebezdin. And it pertains both places. Whether you're inside Bezdin or outside Bezdin. If you're Kaifer, you say, no, I do not have your Pikodin anymore. And you swear. Yechayiv. If so, Af Eidus, now that we're learning out that halacha, back to the Pasha of Shvuos Eidus, it applies, Bein Bebezdin, Bein Shleim Bebezdin. The case of Shvuos Atzmai, where you yourself are swearing that you do not know any Eidus, so this Shvuos we learn out from Pikodin, it may hold, it applies even Chus Lebezdin. For Abon and Savri, no, Doin Mino, true, we're learning out Shvuos Eidus from Shvuos HaPikodin, but right away, Vuyukud the Asra, put that Chiddush of Shvuos HaPikodin right away back into the Pasha Shvuos Eidus. True. Ma Pikodin Mushvim Piyatz Mechayiv. Af Eidus Mushvim Piyatz Mechayiv. Even though by Shvuos Eidus it only says in the Torah of Rishoma, you hear from somebody else the Shvuos, learning out from Pikodin, no, even if you yourself make the Shvuos, also you chayiv a korban. But right away, V'yuki B'yatzra, put that Chiddush back into the Pasha right here of Shvuos Eidus. Ma mushvim piacherim bebezdin, just like by the pasha of Shvuos Eidus, that somebody else makes you swear it's only done in Bezdin and not outside Bezdin, is up in shleib bebezdin loy. If you make the if somebody swears you outside Bezdin, your potter up also this chiddush that we're learning out from Shvuos HaPikodin of mushvim piatsnoi only the Bezdin that applies in but shleib bebezdin loy. That's the machlokes when you make gzeira shava techotoch. You learn out all the halachas of Shvuos HaPikodin, and the Rabbanim say no, you have to right away put it back into its own pasha.